dock operators had until the end of 2003 to submit security plans to the Coast Guard. With that, there's concern by unions, seafarers, clergy, and clubs that the plans will keep sailors from taking shore leave. But Coast Guard Marine Safety Office Lieutenant Mike Farrell in Duluth says they're encouraging dock operators to coordinate shore leave.
We don't want to infringe upon an individual's rights, but at the same time, there may be certain opportunities where labor organization reps need to go on board the vessels. Seafarers do need to get off and have some quality time ashore to get a break from the vessel.
That's a relief to the Center for Seafarers' Rights Director Doug Stevenson in New York.
This isn't rocket science. I mean, you're working on a ship. You need to get off every once in a while. It's a very confining, close environment, and their physical, spiritual, psychological well-being requires that they get off every once in a while.
Stevenson says sailors can help the Coast Guard keep a watch out for suspicious or terrorist activity, but they need to be treated with respect.
The United States law, international law, puts a great deal of emphasis on ships' crews being a vital element in maritime security on their vessels. Yet when they come to the United States, if they're treated like potential terrorists, then it's kind of discouraging for them to act as they're supposed to in their security responsibilities.
Plans submitted by dock operators must be approved by the Coast Guard and go into effect July 1st. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.